I think if most of us are honest, we're kind of floundering around when it comes to website analytics. We know they're important, but we're not quite sure what to do with the data we collect. After opening the default dashboards a few times, we give up and don't check the analytics for months at a time. At least that's what many of us do. Then there are the others, those that are serious about analytics monitoring and adapting their sites on an ongoing basis. Unfortunately, they may be monitoring the wrong kind of thing. The trouble is, the default dashboards in apps like Google Analytics are not always very helpful. They provide data on traffic, dwell time, bounce rates, etc. And in most cases, they're not particularly useful. Knowing how much traffic comes to your site is a measure of your marketing effort. It doesn't really tell you very much about the site itself. Monitoring dwell time can be even less useful. If somebody spends 3 minutes on your site, is that a good or a bad thing? What are you comparing it to? Even if you have a comparison point, should the number be higher or lower than that comparison point? The user might be engrossed in your content, and that might account for the high dwell time, which is great. But equally, the high dwell time could mean that the user can't find the content they need, in which case, that's bad. Focusing on these default analytics can be a dangerous business. In the extreme, I've seen people split posts across many pages just to increase the page views and impress advertisers. I've also seen website managers clutter up their websites with related links in an attempt to reduce bounce rate. What then should you be monitoring? Well, the answer is actually simple. You should be monitoring your business objectives for the site. You do have those, don't you? For example, your site, my site, exists to generate leads for Headscape and to keep our brand in the minds of potential customers. Yes, I know you thought I blogged out the kindness of my heart. Sorry to shatter your illusions there. I track these two objectives in two ways. I track the number of newsletter signups, and this is the best way of ensuring that people hear from us on a regular basis. I also track the number of people going from Boag World to the Headscape site. Some business objectives are going to be harder to measure than others, but you should still try to measure something. Having something to measure is better than nothing, even if that metric is not perfect. For example, the newsletter is only one way of keeping our brand in people's minds. But we felt like it was the most effective way. We could have measured the number of people following me on Twitter after visiting my site, but that just didn't seem as valuable as newsletter signups. Now, you might be wondering why I don't measure both. Why not track newsletter signups and Twitter? It's because I'm pragmatic. I know that the more metrics I measure, the more overwhelmed I'm going to be by the data I would likely receive. The biggest problem with modern analytics, you see, is that you get a glut of data. We can gather so much data that it actually overwhelms us. This is not a problem if you're a professional analytics expert working with you. For example, at Headscape, we have a guy called Chris Scott. But it's a bigger problem if you're facing it all alone. In these cases, I recommend keeping it simple. Only monitor between 2 and 5 metrics to ensure that you're not overwhelmed. They are much quicker to check if you're only measuring a few, and that means you'll do it more often. It's also easier to understand what the metrics are telling you and what changes need to be made. The key is not the number of metrics you're tracking, but rather the amount that you're checking them. It's easy to forget about analytics. With so much else going on, we can get in the habit of only turning to analytics when we've got to prove a point to a colleague or a client. But regularly checking analytics is important because it ensures that we're improving our site. As you spot a problem in analytics, you can tweak your content or usability to improve the results. In short, checking analytics encourages site evolution. That's why I recommend having somebody who sees it as their job to track analytics. Somebody focused on understanding user behavior and encouraging improvements. They need to incorporate this role as part of their daily routine. I know I'm not sharing anything groundbreaking here, but I'm shocked at how few website managers have a focused approach to analytics. If I ask you what goals you were tracking in your analytics, could you actually tell me? Would it be something other than the basic dashboard analytics? If I asked you how often you checked analytics, could you give me a specific schedule you do? If you can't, then the chances are you need to readdress your approach to analytics and put it more central in your agenda.